Okay, over here today, it's Chol HaMoed Pesach. Today is the second Chol HaMoed Pesach in Kesef Tal Esani. Es Ha'oni Imach Loi, what's the Pasuk say? Loi Sisa. This is the date, and the person is Moreni V'Rabbeinu HaGoyin HaAdir, Harav HaGoyin Rebbe Doctor Yitzchok Ariel, Hoy Ariel. And we're learning over here from the Mokoim of where Anoshim have Matois. And instead of lifting the Mate up, Lamalo, they put the Mate Lamato. The Hasher, Yuniach Yodoi, the Gova Amolik. Das ist der Mahus of Haki. Der Mahus of Haki ist Chasha Yoniach Yadai, the Gova Amalek. If I had a hockey team, I would call it Amalek. Couldn't be a better name for a hockey team than Amalek. Chasha Yoniach Yadai, the Gova Amalek. The Mata is Lamata. Nish Lamata. Weiter, so the Yoisi Eimer. And the Yoisi, wasn't he part of the people that were in the Bnei Brak? In Bnei Brak, they went to that all-night Seder. That all-nighter,
he
still...
No. You know, he did not get the vaccination, so the Mishtara did not allow him out of his house.
He was fleishig, so they couldn't give him the J&J. When you go for the J&J, they ask you, did you eat fleishig within the last 6 hours?
Yes. Good.
Otherwise, you have to go to the Moderna. When you go to the Moderna, they ask you, does your wife wear a shaitel? So it says, yes. Sorry, go to the next line. They come to the Pfizer. So they say, what do they say in the Pfizer? I have to make something now. Pfizer. They say, how do you pronounce it? Do you pronounce it Pfizer? If you pronounce it, Pfizer. It's not for you. This is the Hamish Pfizer. Yeah, Pfizer. So Yiddish time. Pfizer. Arois, you have to go to Russia to the Sputnik, to the Sputnik virus. You come to the Sputnik virus. They say, are you a member of Chabad? Chabad? Only Chabad. The Russians, most of them are Chabad. Only Chabad get the Sputnik. Sorry, there's no left for you to go. Why don't you go and just get Corona and stop beating around the bush and meet your maker?
Okay.
So the guy says, I'm not a Litvak.
This is too much simchas yontif.
You like my joke? Like my joke?
It's good. It's good. It begins to peter out once you deal with the communists, but otherwise it's okay.
Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Shnei Mikvayos She'ein Lechem Arboim Sodir, Two Mikvayos She'ein Lechem Arboim Sodir, V'daf L'zel Lego Mechsa, V'lzel Lego Mechsa. Okay, two Mikvayos, they don't already saw, one falls Lego Mechsa, it's half to disqualify. U'lzel Lego Mechsa, V'nis Arvu, and then Keshem, and the wall comes down. The wall comes down, and now we want to go mix two together. Halachas kasherim, b'mnei nikra, because now you know there's three. There's a total of three in the middle. In never had three b'mnei shloim nikra alehen shem psul. It was never called a shem psul. Beautiful. Gvalt b'chiz. Let's see the picture right away. Number 48. Picture 48. Oh, this is very ingenious what he did. This is ingenious. This is brilliant how he did this.
Mm-hmm.
I would go now. I could sit the whole day. I would never think of making a picture like this. This is ingenious. How he puts a block that's gray. And now nisarv b'mayim 1.5 lug mayim shuvim megishamim enam nifsolim b'pachas megimbalumin megishamim nizambalumin nisarv b'mayim. Oh, okay. Now you pull out the mechitza. And now, mayim sheuvim shenaflu lemikva ze enem poistem sa mikva ha'achim ibnei shahim boim elab derech amshach. Ooh, this is a tremendous chiddush. This is too much lumdus for me. I would never use such a lumdus. The reason why is because the way the water is going to get from one end to the other, where they're going to be in this arif. It sounds like a shidduch. The only way two entities who are both yechidim can come together to make a greater entity is through hamshacha. This is the mashal of shidduchim. Isn't this a meritic of art? Each person by himself is a selfish ingrate, good for nothing, an older single who never got married. It's only because he's a selfish piece of garbage. How are you going to take two selfish 1.5s and make them into a davar shalem in order to make the mikvah to destroy the world? How are you going to make each person alone, older singles, no good? If they'll come together, they'll be two selfish people. They'll be mamash or grace or churban. The sum is greater than the parts. So Hashem does magic. And Hashem says, pum fakert. When the Tzvei mentioned who each one is a selfish person, when they come together, it's not going to be worse. It's going to be better. Because the only way they can come together is through hamshacha. You have to have hamshacha. I feel a hemshach to you. I feel the magic. I feel the magic of hamshacha. So then we have hamshacha. So then they come together. It's now three. But the three does not passel. The three is not going to be a disqualification of the mikvah. They can join together. We did not get here yet. Unbelievable. Tremendous chiddush. Tremendous. It was kedai to wake up. The whole Pesach preparation was kedai to come to this moment to learn this tremendous chiddush with Harav Dr. Yitzchak Ariel. To understand that when the water falls into the mikvah and it's no good, you can kasher treif water in the mikvah through hamshach in the mikvah itself.
Mm-hmm.
You see the chiddush?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things is that we already know that you can pour my shoe like on the ground and it can trickle into the mikvah.
Right.
That's the same.
So over here is saying the same thing over here is that here, since you only pour into the mikvah mikvah 1.5 on this side, and there's 1.5 on the other side, and now they're gonna only be able to merge together as three, only because they're gonna spread, they're gonna dissipate. That's called hamshacha, and when male they become kashered. They become kashered hamshacha. It's an incredible chiddush. So shnei, now the next picture says shnei mikvois shayisa b'neim mechitza v'nitzta v'nifritza shvein b'mikvois v'nifritza koydem shenifritza hamechitza naflu gimel lugim lukva. It's a different case. In this case, you have one mikvah that was taka no good to begin with. It had three in one mikvah, and then you open up the wall. So nifsal mikvah rishon liachach nifritza hamachitza nifsal gam mikvah sheni. This case is much worse. Why? Afal pi yishim hayu shem hayu noim mishamayim b'shem mikvah rishon bo b'derech hamshal mikvah sheni haya mikvah sheni kosher. K'moshen spar b'shelav hakodim liachav ve'anu gam yichum loymar. Shamayim shab mikvah hasheni bol mikvah rishon lochein shtei hamikvois psulim. Over here, maybe you can say the water in the kosher mikvah on the left side, it traveled to the right side.
No, but there's but it's less than 40 volts.
Right. So what it means over here means the potential. Well, over here we say possible. We mean the potential. We don't mean that's mamish possible. It means the potential becomes possible. That's all we've been over here. Let me just plug my phone in. 1 second. I'm gonna plug this in. Gotta get some juice. Ah, some juice. Okay, weiter. Unbelievable. Says nochmal. So over here, the caption in the bottom. Ah, fal pi yishim ha yino imim shamayim shem mikvah rishon b'vdecham shachal mikvah sheni. If that block of gray would travel to the left side, then it would be kosher. Bein shetoy ma shamayim shel ha'echad bol l'sheni, bein shnoy ma shamayim shel sheni bol l'echad, ha'mikvah is k'sherim. Because in the first picture on top, the only way each one can come to each other is through hamshacha. But when you have one big blob of non-kosher water, which is passed on one side, so even though theoretically you can say that it traveled, that water that's not good traveled, but there's also a possibility the water did not travel the other, the non-kosher traveled this way. So memele, the halacha is, since we do not know that it's possible. So why don't we say it's a suffix? Why don't we say that it's a vadai? Why can't we say that it's a suffix? Here, my kasha, why over here is the mission so swift to say that it's no good? Why can't we say that it should be only no good within suffix?
The water not to be misarev one. I mean, if it goes from one side to the other, like you're not talking about a valve or like a spout or some type of spigot that's going to allow only one way travel. One says I'm shut, it goes both ways over here. If you're talking about Ashbar, I can hear, but this is in a level bar.
Hello? This is a modern term. You took the Marderin of this guy, obviously. In the same moment of time. The same moment of time. The im mach shirim es han amikva. Mishum 40 saw. So man of shach. And we're going to combine the 40, the 20 plus 20, that's good, it's going to be kosher immediately. Shabo, we have mentioned that three logim ain't in Paislim. Lithi shame and Hashem kill three logim. Shabo Lukasha, Shainam Paislim myself. Okay, so we have here a Murray de Gazach. The Machlaikis, the Chazoin Ish, and the Elio Rabba, what's the Shah the mission? The fundamental core of the mission over here is, are we discussing a mikvah that has less than 40 saw, or a mikvah that will have in total 40 saw? According to the Chaz Nish, the case goes that even when you combine the two bodies of water together, it's going to still be less than 40 saw. And the issue is, are we going to say that it's now going to be disqualified because it's 1.3 lugim? And the reason why it's not going to be disqualified is because of Hamshacha. So according to the Chazon Ish, the reason why in the first case it's going to be okay is because the only way those two patches of disqualified water can meet, can be misarif, can be have a pegisha, is only via Hamshacha. And Hamshacha will memela kasher. Hamshacha kashers the water, kashers all of their defects. It kashers the defects. It's like in the shidduch. If you like the person, everything is good. All the chisroinos don't make a bit of a difference. If there's Hamshacha. If there's Hamshacha, everything is good. You like Hamshacha means you like the person. You ever hear that expression? In the yeshiva welt, they always say, there's no Hamshacha. Chemistry.
In the yeshiva of the
chemistry.
I'll call Psham to Chaseyu Av.
Av. Ahava. Mekakeles Sashuda.
That's also true.
And Kina Taiva Covid is what destroys the world. Taiva is lost.
Right. Anyway, so over here, right, so over here, the Elio Rabba says that the 40 can be mitzarif even with the three lugim sezamin.
Because the moment, because we're going to look.
Three lugim, and it's all the mikvah kasher. it's amazing that it needed. So Sach HaKol, there's 40 saw plus three lugin, or it's just 40 saw total?
40 saw, no, plus three lugin. There's 40, 20 saw, that's good. There's 20, that's good. There's okay. 20, that's good. So it's going to be 20 plus 20, you're going to have 40. And that's going to be good. But the problem is you're also going to have three. So the thing is, we're going to be able to ignore the three. Because since it's happening with Vasachas, the question is, if it's happening with Vasachas, which one is the Ikor and which is the Tafel? With Vasachas, you're having a grand total of 40 kosher megashon water. But at the same time, you're also having a tseruf of three logim of water that's no good. The Eliyahu Rabba doesn't go for this business of Hamshacha. Hamshacha, Eliyahu Rabba holds Hamshacha, so you put on the ground. There's no Hamshacha in the mikveh itself. Hamshacha has to be boots on the ground. If you pour a patch of water that's no good on one side and a patch of water that's no good on the other side, and the only way these two patches can join together to achieve a threshold of mayim that is poison, that is toxic for the growth of this glorious mikvah, is through traveling Hamshacha. Oh, Hamshacha, according to the Chazon Ish, Hamshacha purifies your defect. Because the Chazon Ish holds, Hamshacha can take place even within a body of water. The Eliyahu Rabba obviously does not hold that to be correct. He holds that once the water gets into a body of water, there no longer is a pitur. You will not be exempt from the army because you're doing Hamshacha in a body of water. Hamshach is only a purification process, only when you are on dry land, boots on the ground, not when you're in the water. So the Chazon Ish, so therefore, according to Eliyahu Rabba, what's the case?
I mean, the Chazon Ish would disagree. I mean, maybe the Chazon Ish would say in a case of 20 on 20, then he would.
For sure it's going to be good. According to the Chazon Ish, 20 and 20 is for sure, because right away you have 40 stuff. You don't even need it. You don't need to come any. So according to the Chazon Ish, you have a patch of water over here, a patch of water over there, and now all of a sudden the waters can't meet unless they do Hamshacha. So, but before they do Hamshacha, you already have 40 lugim of kosher water. You're already in business immediately according to the Chazon Ish, because you right away have 40 stuff of kosher water.
Yeah.
And even if you want to say water will be problematic because the water is coming to meet, it's only coming to meet via Hamshacha. And Hamshacha is a purification process. It is a technique which purifies non-kosher water. So you got no digus, nothing to worry about. Everything is good and fine.
No digus. Okay, right.
Okay, so let's go back away. Let's see over here. Let's see over here what it says over here in the Rav. Let's go back and look at the Rav. Over here says, Rav Yosi Omer, Al Zeh Legu Mechsov in the Sarvuch, Harei Yesh Kan Shlesh Lugim Mayim, She'uvim. You have three Lugim Mayim She'uvim, She'enim Paislim, Es HaMikva, Af Al Pichein Kesherim. Even so, it's going to be kosher. Why? Shlai Nikra Leim Shem Sul. She'em Hayim Moisifin Mayim Kesherim. If you were to add mayim kasherim, b'chol echad ad shetashloim shiur shel mikva, haya kol echad mehen kosher. So the 1.5 is nothing, because just saying a basic yesod, 1.5 is not called water that disqualifies the mikvah, because if you were to add in each independent mikvah another more water to reach the threshold of 40 so it would be kosher. Oh, now I took away v'nech lach l'shnayim. Okay, the Rav continues. Vaisifu b'chol echad mayim kasherim ad sheyesh b'chol echad behem kashir mikvah. So the law is... So this case is where it's talking to be no good. Now three lugim fall inside. V'nechlak l'shnayim. One mikvah, picture number 49. And now you pour in, you have mikvah shem bayabar msah, and it's puzzle. Now you go and put a machitza in the middle, puzzle. Why? Even though now you're dividing the mikvah, so now you only have one point, maybe you can theoretically say you only have in each one 1.5 of the mayim shuvim. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Shmimin is calling me. I have to take this call, okay? Rabbi Shmimin is calling me.
Let's stop here.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Zai Gizon, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Be well, be well, be well, be well, be well.